I'd like to suggest that this passage from John is an invitation to for everybody to create their own homily today. And I've tried to explain why I make that proposition. When I was a little kid in parochial school in the States, we regularly read Lives of the Saints. Most of them were not very good, kind of sentimental and exaggerated. But there was a constant theme that always bothered me, even as a little kid, that when you read the saint's own words, not this kind of hyper, an exaggerated depiction of the saint, regularly you'd run into lines like, "I am a great sinner. I am a great sinner. I am the worst of all." I thought, "Oh, come on, folks. Francis of Assisi, Teresa of Avila, saying stuff like that, that's nonsense." But it's not nonsense, I don't think. So that raises the question, were they just exaggerating in that self-description? And I don't think so. And this is where this reading, I think, invites us to some fairly serious introspection. It's typical Johannine depiction of the world. It's always... Everything the Gospel of John is 100% or zero. There is no middle ground. You're either from above, you're from below. You're in the light, you're in the darkness. You love, you hate, you're alive, you're dead. It goes on and on and on. And there is, as I said, no intermediate stage. And that got him in all kinds of trouble. But this is the thing that gives him leave to talk about being in the dark. You only know you're in the dark if you're aware of what the light is. And that's where all these lives of the saints come into play, I think. The difference between them and me is that I measure myself in terms of, you know, living in London, teaching at King's, walking my dog, talking to people, blah, 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 blah. It's all pretty pedestrian, and I don't look particularly different than anybody else. I mean, we're all just kind of regular folks. And that's the light that, quite unconsciously, I shine on my own self-understanding when I even attempt to look at that. And this is where the difference falls. These guys did not... and ladies did not look at themselves in terms of just what everybody else was doing, but they were so aware of the reality of God that it was within that, in that vision, that kind of illumination, which moved them to say those seemingly excessive things about being great sinners, about being in the dark. And this problem of measuring yourself over against the standard normal view of things is what makes the saint sound ridiculous, but is also the invitation to what I've been trying to say since the beginning of Lent. We only know ourselves truly if we see ourselves before the mercy of God and our non-responsiveness. The mercy of God. So this is the invitation, I think. First of all, to be more ardent in searching for God, the God who will illumine my own self, my self-understanding more than I do for myself, and who will enable, therefore, the darkness within me to begin to emerge. So for these last few Sundays, three more Sundays of Lent, I'd like to try to speak more directly to myself, first of all, and to you about our sinfulness. Because before we are a communion of saints, what Paul regularly called the Jesus movement people, we are a communion of sinners. And it's precisely knowing ourselves as sinners that sanctity has begun to be put in place. But finally, a further difficulty in doing this, I don't see myself as a kind of industrial strength sinner, you know. I'm not Bernie Madoff, you know. I'm not Pol Pot, I'm not Joseph Stalin, I'm not Mao Zedong. So, what I want to do for myself and what I suggest that we do in the praying that we do during that is to see not things quite so starkly as John does, namely we're in the light or in the dark, but to enter into that kind of twilight zone. Where are the dark places? Where are the shadows in my life? They're there, I just don't think about them very often, don't look for them very often. But the final suggestion is well, what do you mean by shadows? The essence of sin is disconnection. The essence of sin is disconnection from each other, from God, from our own authentic selves. And so I mentioned this as, first of all, again, to myself first, that to look at those relationships which don't exist, which ought to exist, for example, the exclusions I make, or maybe even more than the exclusions I positively make, that large section of the world that I'd rather not think about. Because I really am supposed to be my sister's and my brother's keeper, and my brother and my sister is anybody in need, and this is where the connections are not very good or very clear often enough. So I hope that's helpful, and I hope everybody is, and me too, praying more during Lent. I mean, not just here at Mass, but during the course of a week, every day, to ask for that light, which will indicate to me those shadowy places in myself.